I step back to double-check the address on the business card Trevor gave me yesterday and find that it matches the building I'm standing in front of. This is probably a mistake. I keep reminding myself I should be glad Andy is happy with Trevor, but something seemed off with them last night, and I want this gut feeling to go away. Some part of me needs to make sure she's safe, that she's not involved with the same type of guy who'd left her heartbroken when I first met her. I open the door of the office building and find a row of mailboxes on the wall and stairs in front of me, along with a small hallway leading to the back door. Since they're in Suite 205, I take the flight of stairs, then open their office door, peeking inside. I'm surprised when there's a receptionist and a line of offices along one wall, cubicles on the other side. I'm thankful I'm getting to live my dream, because I cannot imagine having to work in an office all day. I think I'd feel like an animal in a cage. "Can I help you?" the young woman at the receptionist desk asks. And I walk over. "I'm here to see Andy Evans." Trevor walks out with what I think might be the break room with a donut in his mouth. He pulls the donut from his mouth with his hand.
"Corey?"
"Hey, Trevor." I walk past the receptionist and shake his hand.
"What brings you here?"
He looks around for Andy, I assume. "I wanted to give you and Andy some tickets to the game tomorrow night." I pull them out of my pocket. He has no idea how hard I had to fight for actual tickets. I didn't have to text or leave at will call. Who knew they made it so difficult now? I have every stub of every game I've ever been to. There's sentimental value in an actual ticket.
"Seriously?"
He looks at the tickets, and his eyes bulge when he sees where they're sitting.
"First row?"
I nod. I'm considering making Drake an offer to feign an injury to get some more ice time while Andy is there.
"Only the best."
He tilts his head.
"How do you know Andy again?"
We were able to dodge that question last night, and I need to keep dodging it because he'll see my motives for exactly what they are, to get his girl to fall for me again. But only if she's not happy in her current relationship, I have to remind myself.
"Is she here?"
I ask, dodging the question. Again. He tucks the tickets in his back pocket and bites his donut, leaving a spray of icing sugar all over the front of his shirt.
"Right this way."
I follow Trevor to the corner cubicle that looks out over the road I just parked on.
"Andy, look who surprised us," Trevor says.
She swivels around and bolts up from her chair.
"Corey!"
Her cubicle is small, so she practically runs into me. Trevor finishes eating his donut while I grab her arms to keep her steady.
"Sorry, I'm a little lightheaded. I've been staring at this logo for an hour."
She steps away from me, but not closer to Trevor, staying in a neutral territory.
"Then let me take the two of you to lunch."
"Oh, I'm on deadline."
"You should go, Andy."
Trevor waves her away.
"I have to get this package finished by the end of the week, and the client has to sign off on the logo first. There's no way I have time."
She looks at me.
"Sorry."
"Hey, no problem. Maybe after the game tomorrow, we can all go to Carmelo's. It's where
you guys all hang out after. We know it."
Trevor gleams.
"I don't know of it," Andy says. "What game?"
She looks at Trevor, who wipes the sugar off his hands.
"I brought you and Trevor tickets to the game tomorrow night."
She eyes Trevor.
"Front row, babe."
His excitement is clear. The guy must really love hockey.
"Oh, thank you,"
she says to me.
"Now I insist the two of you go to lunch."
Trevor gives her a meaningful look I can't decipher, but I decide I'm starting to like Trevor.
"But the logo will be here when you get back."
He places his hands on her shoulders and turns her toward the door. She circles back toward her desk.
"I should get my coat,"